From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters. In 2004, Colin Sissick was working for the Idaho Shakespeare Festival. A year later, he was in the Army, working to become a medic, and soon his deployments began. And while he traveled around the world, he kept in touch with his friend from the Shakespeare Festival, Neil Brookshire. They talked over the phone, and Colin shared his experiences with Neil, who began to think about how to put those experiences on stage to share with a wider audience. Well, what emerged was the one-man play, Bent Compass, where Neil shares much of what Colin went through as he transformed from a raw Army recruit to a veteran of combat. And it includes many of the hard, gripping, and even painful experiences that went along with his time in the service. Neil will be on stage performing the play this Thursday and Friday as a special presentation by Alley Repertory Theater. And both Neil and Colin are joining us today to talk more. Welcome to the program.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, thank you.
I'm good, thank you. So, Colin, how did you and Neil meet?
Well, we actually shared a dressing room way back then. I was a young apprentice actor through Idaho Theater for Youth way back in the day. I did it my junior year, like summer, and then right after I graduated high school summer. And so we got to actually participate in the plays and, you know, be extras, have some minor roles here and there. And so I actually shared a dressing room with him, and that's kind of how we first met in the acting world.
And so then, Colin, when did you end up joining the Army?
I joined the Army September 22nd, 2004. So I graduated high school that May, and then I worked that summer at ISF, and then boom, mid-September, I was gone.
And what was it that made you want to not just go into the Army, but become a medic?
Well, a lot of that I owe to my mom. She's a post-traumatic stress nurse at the VA, and a veteran herself. So she knows a thing or two. And so she basically was saying, you want a skill that will transition you into, in the civilian side, but also it should be for good. You know, it should be something positive. And so being a medic is that job. You take care of people, you help people through things. And there was something about that was interesting to me.
So Neil, as I mentioned in the introduction to the two of you, you kept in touch with Colin once he joined the Army. So what did you two, talk about?
Well, initially, I was kind of doing, when we sort of kept in touch kind of randomly. I mean, he was very, obviously very involved in what he was doing in Iraq. And so occasionally, some of us at the Shakespeare Festival, I remember one time there was our sound designer at the time, Peter Still. He was going around saying, we're collecting some money to help buy Colin a coolant vest. And do you want to contribute? And so, you throw in a little money. So little things like that. We didn't communicate directly while he was deployed. It wasn't until after he got back that we kind of reconnected. And it was mostly, at first it was kind of a research question on my part. I was doing another Shakespeare play, and I was playing a character who had just come back from combat, and he was doing a series of things that caused problems in the play, Much Ado About Nothing. And I was thinking, gee, I wish I could talk to someone who has been through this so they could help me get a feel for what it's like. And then I remembered, oh, of course, Colin. And so I got in touch with him, and that really restarted our conversations about combat, about coming back to regular life, and just how that changes you.
And so, Neil, then what exactly, over that time with these conversations, what then kind of gave you the idea to start recording Colin's experiences while he was serving in the military?
Yeah. So the initial conversations, like I said, were kind of research for me, but it also really piqued my interest. And the stories he was telling me, I have to say that I've always kind of had an interest in not in participating in the military necessarily, but military history and stuff. The wars in the past have just fascinated me in terms of the things that people go through, some of the politics, all these kinds of things. So I've had an interest in seeking out books or movies that have to do with, what people are experiencing. And so talking to Colin really piqued my interest in this very recent war. You know, this was back in 2013, which we really started talking. And, you know, he had just come back from Iraq a few years ago and before that, and he had also been to Afghanistan in between that time. So it really just piqued my interest. And as a writer, I'm always looking for some sort of inspiration. And this really inspired me. Here was this guy I knew as a young apprentice in the dressing room who had gone through all of this stuff. And it just, it really, it fascinated me. And also, I have to say that his openness and his forthcoming with the stories and what he was willing to tell me, also, it really fed that, because I learned so much in so little time, and it just kind of fed on itself.
Mm-hmm. So Colin, tell us a little bit about, you know, that first deployment, and then, of course, you know, the other places that you went to while you were doing your military service.
So I joined the Army right there in 2004, and so we deployed early 2006, which was right before the surge, and then we stayed through the surge. So it was 15 months of in a place called Tikrit, which was kind of like the northern part of the Sunni Triangle. And I went from just kind of an awkward little theater kid to just thrown right into the fire, basically. And, you know, you have to learn things quick, and it does change you. And you, in order to survive over there, you kind of have to change how you view things and how you process things and just to kind of get through it. And so it was good talking to Neil about it, because it was good for me to kind of do so almost some therapy and kind of talk about it. And, you know, not a lot of other people, at least when I got back, you know, really seemed too interested. But Neil was definitely interested, and that kind of helped me talk about it and process it. And you know, it's called Bend Compass, because it's a compass is what you use to kind of navigate the world, and you go overseas and it can change your compass a little bit. And so talking to Neil, I kind of realized, like, oh, huh, I guess that is something that's different now. And, you know, and I kind of slowly realized, oh, things have changed. And this really did affect me in ways that sometimes took years to figure out. And we just kept talking about it, and I kept telling stories, and I, you know, full credit to Neil, because I just kind of had these ADD shotgun blast stories about what was happening. And Neil managed to put it in this actual really good story arc. And it's something that I probably wouldn't have been able to do myself. So it's definitely a team effort. And I think we're both storytellers. We both really enjoyed the kind of the art of storytelling. And so this was kind of a good dynamic duo. And then after that Iraq deployment, I've deployed to Afghanistan, to Africa twice, to Asia twice. I've deployed quite a bit since then. I'm now in a special operations unit. And that first 15-month trip kind of really set the standard for my next deployments. And I was really able to kind of thrive in those other upcoming deployments, because that first one, I turned 21 over there. So I was a kid, and it was 15 months long, and I was a medic. So there was a lot of stuff going on. It's kind of how I cut my teeth during the surge. And then that really kind of helped me handle the future deployments, because I had kind of been through so much in that 15-month trip with the 82nd Airborne Division.
Let me reintroduce the two of you for folks who might just be joining us. We're talking with Army medic and PE teacher Colin Sisick, as well as playwright and actor Neil Brookshire, about their play. It's called Bent Compass. It will run this Thursday and Friday at the Visual Arts Collective in Garden City. Okay, so Neil, set up the play for us, because it doesn't actually start with a combat veteran in Iraq. It starts with a PE teacher. So how does the play unfold?
Yeah, this was one of those happy accidents in writing. In our discussions that we recorded, as I was going through and transcribing everything, there was one particular discussion which was at the very beginning of one recording, and it was one of those, how's it going? How's the teaching going? It was just one of those kind of catch up on the week conversations, real quick. And he mentioned that there was an incident that happened while he was a student teacher at an elementary school. And this isn't giving anything away, because the play starts off with this. This kid punches a teacher, and there's a big reaction. Of course, I mean, you know, you don't want people punching each other, and you don't want kids punching teachers, et cetera, et cetera. But Colin reacted very differently because he is was a war veteran. So he reacted very differently. It wasn't that it didn't, you know, process it and take it in. He just said, yeah, we need to deal with this situation, but I'm not freaking out about this. We just need to handle it and move forward and address what's going on. So the play begins with that. And essentially, we set it up that I, as Colin, telling his stories, come in to explain why the reaction was different than the other teachers, why the reaction was maybe more calm, or why the thought process went the way it went. And in terms of in comparison to the other teachers and the vice principal, et cetera. So through that, it goes into various storytelling from a fresh recruit into the training and then being deployed. And it kind of walks you through mostly linearly, not necessarily, the experiences and some of the more significant ones that we chose. And by the end of it, you get to see, oh, okay, so a guy who has been through all of this stuff, yes, he would view someone punching someone very differently. It's not that it's not a big deal, but it's, you know, it's very different than someone, you know, being in the field and getting shot at and trying to treat someone. It's a very different kind of situation. So That's really what the play is. It's kind of a window. It's kind of a perspective into how war changes a person, not necessarily for the bad, sometimes for the better, in terms of handling life's adversity. So that's at the core of the play. It's just that trying to get a window into that change.
Mm-hmm. I only have about a minute or so left with you, but Colin, I must say you must have trusted Neil so much because this play is powerful. You share very intimate details of what you were going through. So what is it like for you now to actually see this play come to life?
You know, the first few times it was a little strange because this had just been a kind of a project him and I had been working on. And obviously during COVID, we couldn't really do much. And then, you know, we've been building it. And the fun thing is, it's actually kind of a living document. We kind of keep changing it. And you're right. There was a lot of trust there. And I think that is the most important part. And Neil has never done anything to betray that. And so it was interesting to see it and then getting that feedback and hearing that we're making a difference. And just like Neil said, it is kind of provide that window. And the hope would be that even family members or spouses or friends of veterans could see this play and maybe they could understand their veteran friend a little bit easier. And that's the feedback we've been getting from people. So it's good for veterans because it maybe validates their experiences a little bit. And then I think the really big benefit is for friends and families of veterans who can maybe get that window that maybe their veteran didn't want to talk about or wasn't comfortable or didn't think people were interested in.
Well, I want to thank both of you so much for coming in and talking to us about this. Really appreciate the conversation, both of you. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. It was a lot of fun.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, we're taking center stage. Introducing NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of Black-led stories from NPR's podcasts. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.